This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The recall of Democrat Governor of California Gavin Newsom is nearing its goal. California Police Sergeant Adam Garcia making a statement to the Chino City Council earlier this month.
This rising crime and the escalating threat to California residents is a direct result of the failed policies put in place by Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom has been quietly releasing thousands of inmates from prisons throughout the state. He is doing so without any threat assessment and with complete disregard for the safety of Californians.
Today, the signature reporting period closes for the Newsom recall. Next up is signature submission deadline due on March 17th. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval to AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. The agency announced on Monday the vaccine will be distributed globally through the COVAX program aimed at stopping the pandemic. The WHO Director General said the organization now has all the pieces in place for rapid vaccine distribution, but added they still need to ramp up production. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The fallout in Washington, D.C. after the failed impeachment of President Trump is far and wide. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ad. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke. Hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Sunday's Daytona 500 saw driver Denny Hamlin finish fifth after the lightning delay and the nail-biting finish. Denny caught up with Motor Racing Network and talked about the new racing league, SRX. The Superstar Racing Experience will feature six races at dirt and short tracks on Saturdays in June and July. Denny was asked if he'd like to be a part of SRX.
I'd love to. I think that Tony and Ray are building something that's pretty awesome over there. Kind of building a car from the scratch and taking it to all kinds of different types of racing is very cool. So certainly, it all kind of stemmed from a little dinner I had with Ray probably a week or so ago, but certainly got some interest there and wouldn't mind being a ringer, although I hope not to get shown up by some of those old guys.
Danny's daughter just turned 8. He was asked how things have changed since he's become a father.
Well, that's the patience. You got to learn the patience is the biggest thing that, I can say that I've gotten better at as a dad. I don't know if it's gotten better professionally, but I certainly believe as a dad, I just understand, what I deem not necessarily important because it's, hey, I really want this, really want that. Like, it's important to them in their life at this time. So it's understanding from their perspective, you know, as the dad, just being patient with them and trying to mold them into the person that you want them to be in the long run.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop, hey.
Well, happy Tuesday, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, we've got Alex Berenson back with us, so we're going to be talking about his brand-new book, Power Couple. Former New York Times reporter, Edgar Award-winning author. Interesting background on this story. Alex, let's bring you on. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Great to talk to you.
Hey, talk about Power Couple. It's a novel, and some have said we got to think in terms of Mr. and Mrs. Smith meets Taken, right?
Well, yes. I mean, it's more like Gone Girl, in a way, because there's a kidnapping in there, but it's really about the husband and the wife and the marriage and the secrets that they've kept from each other and whether or not that has anything to do with their daughter being kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that's the thread of the book, and people really seem to like it. It came out a week ago. It sold pretty well, and I'm hoping it will make the bestseller list this week. And I think what people like about it is there's a mystery in terms of the kidnapping, but there's also a mystery in terms of these people and who they are and, you know, the secrets that they're keeping from each other. So, I mean, it's been exciting to me. The only bad thing about it is that because I have this sort of public stance about COVID, that a lot of the stuff we've done has been a mistake or even counterproductive, and the media hates me now, and they, places like the New York Times, where I used to work, or the Washington Post, they won't review the book. They reviewed a lot of my other novels, but they will not review The Power Couple. So I'm sort of getting the word out on conservative media, which is great, but I would love, you know, I'd love to get reviewers and love to know, you know, what people who read for a living think, but I guess I'll just live without that. And you know, ordinary readers seem to really like the book, so that's almost more important.
Well, the thing is that happens, Alex, yes, there is that canceling culture that we have to deal with. It's a different dynamic. It's frustrating. It's unfortunate. I believe that it mediocritizes our intelligence, and I can't wait to get on the other side of this exercise. Look, we have to put up with it in the short term. But what I have found consistently is the cream always rises. It finds a way to get through regardless. Even like right now, the nature even of our show is such as that the numbers of people listening to this show can vary dramatically from one moment to the next. It's just the nature of the media. And I just always trust that God works these things out, that that the right number of people need to read this. With Power Couple, people always talk about, oh, it's a page turner and all that kind of deal. But I mean, it's a compelling story. I mean, it's really, really exciting. I mean, it grabs a hold of you and won't let go. And I love your style of writing. I mean, if you can accept that, I like the way you write. It's entertaining. It's engaging. It makes me jealous, I think those are good things, but it speaks to the gift that you have.
Well, thank you so much. you know, I'm hopeful. The main thing, you know, when people say, well, I started reading the book and I couldn't put it down, I mean, that's what feels good. That's when I feel like, oh, maybe I have something here. So we'll see.
Well, yeah, we will. And so the Power Couple, how did this come about, the genesis of it?
So I had written, you know, all these John Wells novels. I'd written 12 Wells novels, and you know, he's sort of the classic, you know, he's almost a Western hero. He's from Montana, even though he's a CIA operative. He's in that tradition of the, you know, the man alone. And the, you know, in the very first of those books, he's inside Al Qaeda and he's converted to Islam. And so, you know, the CIA doesn't trust him, but Al Qaeda doesn't really trust him either because he's an American. But you know, after 12 of those, you can only be the man alone for so long. You can only save the world so many times. And,
right.
And I did feel, you know, it is interesting when you write one of these characters over and over again, it's a little bit like life. You get a history and your stories, you know, you have less freedom of action. And so this was the Power Couple is a chance for me to start fresh and to, and to write a more domestic thriller, and to write a thriller about, you know, a husband and wife, and two of the three main characters are female. Really, the protagonist, Rebecca, is female. And so, it's nice for me to write a woman instead of a man. And to see if I could do that. And one of the things I really like is that a lot of women who've reviewed the book, say, you know, it's not like this just feels like a man stereotyping a woman. No, the characters feel real and deep to people. And that feels good. So, I mean, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to write a book that had, you know, strong female characters that was built around a more domestic story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and The Power Couple is about two counter-espionage staffers. So we're, you know, we're into that genre and that element, it's going well for them, right? Everything's looking good, and their career is fulfilled, and they're well compensated. They're U.S. intelligence staffers. So it's all looking good, living high and mighty in the suburbs of D.C. What else do you want?
So yeah, that's right. When you see them at the beginning, they're sort of, it looks like they're in a very good place. It's their 20th wedding anniversary. They're in their mid-40s. They have these two nice kids. And, you know, they actually had money, you know, sort of money pressures, not in the sense of being broke, but in the sense of, you know, she has a little bit of champagne taste and he didn't have, his career was not going that well a few years before. And so they, you know, they had the kind of pressure when, you know, you'd like to be in one suburb and you wind up in another suburb. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the end of the world or anything, but they definitely felt, a little bit of pressure. But now you see them at a better place. And then all of a sudden their daughter is kidnapped, and you see the kidnapping from her point of view. You see how she's sort of tricked into being kidnapped. She has a little bit of a role in what happens to her. Not that it's in any way her fault, but she makes a decision that leads to, you know, it makes it easier for them to take her. And so, and then she honestly wants to get out. You know, but not just like in a, oh, I'm such a damsel in distress kind of way. She actively is fighting to get out. Mm-hmm. But from the husband and wife's point of view, from Rebecca and Brian's point of view, the kidnapping exposes all this stuff that has happened in their marriage over the years. And they have to figure out whether any of it is connected to her disappearance.
Right. Wow. Boy, how therapeutic is that? I mean, you know, you lose a child and then you're having, it's tough enough trying to get connected, find your child. And meanwhile, you've got to go through all these emotional obstacles, you know, to get the result, right?
Yes. And so, and then, you know, ultimately the kidnapping is resolved a little bit before the end of the book. And then it goes back to, you see their lives again and what's happened and how things have changed. And so it's a funny book because in a way it's two books in one. It's this kidnapping that takes place over a weekend. It's really only about 72 hours, start to finish. Oh, and then you also see a marriage that's 20 years long. And that's a very cool thing about writing a novel is that you can frame time however you like.
Exactly.
You know, a novel can take place literally in the, you know, in the span of an hour, or it could take place over 100 years. And so, that's an exciting thing about being a novelist. And I do hope that I pulled it off. Some people say that, you know, if you're writing commercial fiction, if you're writing, you know, a thriller, you shouldn't have too much backstory because it slows things down. But I think that when you do backstory well, which hopefully I did, you really get to know the characters and you feel
without a doubt. Yeah, no, it's very rich that way. That I agree. His book is The Power Couple. Alex Berenson is with us. We've got him for a couple more minutes on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we come to you fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Alex Berenson about his new book, Power Couple, The Power Couple. These are the kind of words people have used, even though the New York Times hasn't reviewed this book yet, and they should. In the past, these are the comments that have been made by such reviewers. Succeeds in seizing the attention from start and never letting go until the end. I could be consistent for this book as well. The Washington Post said Superior Entertainment, Associated Press, was known to have said, locks you in a fast and ferocious grip and won't let you go, such as the signature of the New York Times best-selling author Alex Berenson. Alex, the takeaway of this book and this story, what do you want people to get from this?
I want people to get that marriage is hard.
Yes.
Sometimes the thing that can make a marriage really good, which is that you know your spouse so intimately as you know yourself, sometimes can make it dangerous, right? Because you can hurt somebody when you know them that well, and you have to trust in a marriage. You have to love and trust are, I think, two sides of the same coin, There's lots of ways. I mean, it is sort of Tulsa, right? There's lots of ways to have a bad marriage. Having a good marriage means being open and honest and being vulnerable. So and these two have a hard time with that. Although at the end they come together in a way that may surprise people. By the way, the reviews you mentioned, just so I'll be clear, were not about this book.
That's what I said.
They were sort of about the Wells novel. So. But Kirkus and Publishers Weekly, which do pre-publication reviews, gave this good reviews. So
exactly.
The number one thing is people tell me I can't put it down, and that's really what you want as a writer. You want to write a book that people stay up later than they meant to read, and they say, "I'm just going to read one more chapter," and then they get to the end. And
it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. And you feel good about it because you really want to get the end. And the other thing about an ending, and I've only managed this a couple of times, I think The Faithful Spy, the original John Wells novel, managed it, and a couple of my other books, but this book does it, where the ending is surprising, but not in a stupid way, not in a like, oh, you know, like it was aliens all along. No, like surprising, but inevitable. So it's a surprise to you, but at the same time, once you're done with the surprise, you're like, there's nothing else that could have happened.
Exactly.
And so that I think this book has that, and I'm very excited about that.
Well, congratulations. We have to reluctantly let you go. You've got another appointment to run to. We appreciate the time. Alex Berenson, congratulations on this book. I know that, this is going to do well. I mean, there's just, you get this sense, as you read it, that, this is a great story, and, we appreciate all the great work and your gift that you share with us in The Power Couple. Alex Berenson right here. Thanks. Alex, have a great day. Be well.
You too.
You got it. Well, as we let him go, breaking news here, the Democrats and others, progressives, thought that with the impeachment that President Trump, former President Trump, would be so wounded that he and his faithful followers would go by the wayside. But just the opposite has been taking place. And such has been the case. I mean, even throughout the 4 years of his presidency, as he was attacked by the powers to be, the establishment media, corporate America, big tech, go right on down the line. And people were able to see through this. The message of Donald Trump was very practical. It really didn't necessarily create a groundswell as much as it responded to that groundswell that was always there. That inertia, that movement, that energy has always been there with, reasonable Americans, God-fearing, and not to say just because you weren't God-fearing, but again, we seem to be somewhat consistent in that. It's people of faith, people who believe in the Constitution. I mean, hey, our founding fathers said that the Constitution was designed for a people of faith, that without faith and morality, that it would implode on itself. And this is what you see happening in particular sectors of our country. People want to abandon God, turn their back on God, and how well is it going for them? How well is it going, for our country overall? Because there's been this postmodernism, attitude that, we don't need God anymore. But interestingly enough, the progressives, those on the hard left, what they're doing, and this is what socialism does, what communism does, is it offers their alternative of God. They don't put it quite in those terms, but that's exactly what they're doing. Is basically they have put all their gold together, and suddenly what pops out this golden calf. It just popped out, you know. And I think it's always kind of interesting when Aaron tells Moses, goes, hey, you know, these people, you know, they lost track of you. They didn't know where you were at. And they said, hey, give us a God, you know. And there's something about that that we need to learn. And that is that we're always in search for God. You know, we are always looking for God or a God. The challenge is that are we focused? Have we decided on the one true God? That's what it comes down to. Because until then, we're all over the place. You know, here a God, there a God, you know, that's what's going on. And this is what makes us so vulnerable right now as a country, is because we have all these disparate views. And, you know, I want you to know that God's not concerned about it. I mean, you know, God's big enough. He can handle it. But by the same token, those of us who have made that decision see the end result and what this could lead to, in much the same way as it did for the children of Israel out in the desert, when they put their gold together and up pops this, you know, this golden, hey, this is your new God, and you can do as you darn well please, because they wanted to define their God. The very thing that God said not to do, they did. And here we are again, you know, repeating history. It's the nature of man, as Jeff Kemp said in the first hour, is that, you know, we're human. You know, we have that human failing, and yet we're designed to search and find the truth and align ourselves with God. And we, you know, the challenge is we want to make sure that we align ourselves with the God, not a God. And so this is the big exchange that's going on in our culture. And that has political ramifications as well, because a constitution based on moral principles that are predicated on the God, we abandon those principles, and look what we've got. We really have chaos. This is what's going on. I mean, look, we got National Guard out there in D.C., and everybody's going, what's going on? You know, Devin Nunes, why do we have all this concertina wire? Why are we having all these, you know, security blocks and everything like that? I mean, January 6th has come and gone. I mean, you know, what is it that we don't know? Does the FBI know that there's something else around the corner, that just outside of the zip code, the forces are mounting to take on the Capitol once again? There's no indication of that. But yet, you know, for the left and for presentation, oh, you know, we just have to maintain the drama. I mean, that's why Donald Trump had to be impeached, because of this insurrection. But yet the language, as Dr. Paul Ken Gore had said, you know, was, you know, compared to what the Democrats themselves, including Kamala Harris, the leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, you know, go on down the line here. It's endless, was shown in the videos by the Trump defense team. And that was quite telling, to put it in that context. And here they are, you know, and you take and you look, as I said before, from day one. I mean, I read the text. I saw the video time and again. I didn't see this, and I didn't see what those seven Republicans saw that went along with saying that the president deserved to be impeached. You know, we're in disagreement, and it's okay that we have disagreement. There's not, you know, it doesn't mean the end of the world here. It's good that we have disagreement. The bad thing is that we can't talk about it. You know, we can't talk about an election that we have questions about. You know, that's forbidden. You know, nope, can't go there. You know, we can't talk about the obvious examples, the questions that we have about a president that's now in the Oval Office that shows some mental deficiency. It's why, can't go there. I mean, we've got all these no-go zones that are being set up, particularly by the left right now, that is very dangerous. It really does set us up. But the biggest danger is this big lie, this big exchange that they want us to make, for the God to a God, their God, small g. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The recall of Democrat Governor of California Gavin Newsom is nearing its goal. California Police Sergeant Adam Garcia making a statement to the Chino City Council earlier this month.
This rising crime and the escalating threat to California residents is a direct result of the failed policies put in place by Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom has been quietly releasing thousands of inmates from prisons throughout the state. He is doing so without any threat assessment and with complete disregard for the safety of Californians.
Today, the signature reporting period closes for the Newsom recall. Next up is signature submission deadline due on March 17th. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval to AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. The agency announced on Monday the vaccine will be distributed globally through the COVAX program aimed at stopping the pandemic. The WHO Director General said the organization now has all the pieces in place for rapid vaccine distribution, but added they still need to ramp up production. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Thanks for visiting. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and I've got a real treat. Deborah Douglas is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about her new book, U.S. Civil Rights Trail. It's a traveler's guide to the people, places, and events that made the movement. She is an award-winning Eugene S. Pulliam Distinguished Visiting Professor of Journalism and author of this new book. Deborah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. I heard a click. We may have lost her. Let's bring her back. And as you do this, I will tell you about this book. It's a part narrative history and part travel guide. Interesting, right? Especially when you consider this U.S. Civil Rights Trail offers a vivid glimpse into the story of Black Americans' fight for freedom and equality just in time for, Black History Month. I guess we're reconnected with Deborah Douglas. Welcome back. I'm glad we got reconnected. We lost you there for a second. How you doing, Deborah?
I'm good. Thank you for having me today.
Hey, first, before we get into the book, as a professor of journalism, journalism is something that is near and dear to my heart. It's been all my life. I studied it in college. Was one of the aspirations that I had early on to become a broadcast journalist. And I look at the state of the union of journalism today, and it grieves me a bit. And you, as a professor of journalism, where are we today in terms of the needed standards that I believe that are required? She dropped off again. Okay. Well, as we reconnect, what I'm trying to set up here is to get her opinion and perspective on the state of journalism today. I mean, it's more about narrative things that when I was, I guess I look back and you say, well, you're an old school journalist, that you had to make sure when you were reporting that you had the facts in order, that there were verifiable, supportable evidence for the statements that you made. Okay, all right, we're reconnected. Let's hope whatever we need to do, if we need some extra duct tape on that wire, whatever, Deborah, hopefully we can stay connected. Oh, is it us? Okay. Deborah, are you there? Are you there, Deborah? Okay. Okay, we keep losing her. I don't know what is going on because I was looking forward to a discussion about her book. It's been interesting, just so you know, call it the weather. You know, we got weather it's all about weather these days. And it's been extreme across the country. I mean, such a great percentage of the country is being smacked with all kinds of weather. I mean, we had near tornadic activity here, even in Florida where I'm at. Boy, the rain was coming down and, you know, lightning. I mean, the cats were, you know, in a fever last night running around going, what the heck is going on here? And, you know, but this is mild compared to even where Mission Control is for the, you know, the radio show in Minneapolis. I mean, the weather's just been, you know, so cold and icy and everything else. And it's going around. And in fact, yesterday it knocked us out for probably 2/3 of the show yesterday. And we realized that the problems emanated, you know, from Texas. And, of course, Texas bombarded so badly and having, you know, rolling brownouts and, you know, electrical hits. So I guess we're going to have to see about maybe what we ought to do is just reschedule Deborah when we figure out what we can do to maintain a handshake here. Let's see what happens if we can get reconnected and hold to it, and we'll do the best we can here. Let's see if she's with us now. Deborah, can you hear me okay? Deborah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
I am so sorry for this challenge that we've been having with phone lines. I was just explaining to the audience the weather has caused all kinds of problems and havoc with our electronic devices. Yesterday we were knocked out of our show by 2/3. Two of the hours were knocked out because of the weather. But anyway, let's move on. But I started to ask you early on, is the state of the State of the Union regarding journalism today? I was raised old school. I shared with the audience ambitions early on of becoming a broadcast journalism, and there were certain qualifications, certain principles that you have to hold to that seem to be a little loose these days. And it's causing some issues, I believe, for the journalists as well as for the people it serves, because we're at a point of where we don't even know who to believe anymore, Deborah.
Yeah, I think that I don't think that is a little loose right now. I think that there are people who purport to believe journalism principles who are not journalists, but who are donning our identity, who don't follow our orthodoxies. And people are getting confused because they're not listening to real journalists. But there are those of us who still hew to, you know, our core beliefs about truth and accuracy and transparency, voices, and proportionality. Exactly. And I think that we know what those credible outlets are. And sometimes when, you know, some new voice comes up, not that new is bad, but, you know, you have to sort of check your sources.
Exactly.
And I think we know the difference, and we need to focus less on being entertained and more on just getting good, solid, quality information.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to reintroduce critical thinking, don't we? I think there's been an abandonment of that. What do you say?
That's totally it.
Did I hit the nail on the head there?
You did.
It was by accident. I'm sorry. Well, but that's it. I mean, our blade for critical thinking has been blunted, and of course it's tough because we're in a culture right now that is trying to tell us how we should think, and you know, and that's dangerous. You know, this cancel culture that we're having to deal, but we can navigate around it. We've dealt with this before. We're okay. We're big boys and girls, and we, you know, and some of this is going to be painful for some people. It has been painful for a long time. I mean, people have been canceled. Professors have lost their standing in universities because they believed in certain things, and I honor them. In much the same way that you have honored civil rights. I mean, there were many people in the civil rights history that, you know, continued to stand and to keep standing in spite of the resistance and in spite of the canceling and the abuse and, human degradation, the attacks, physical attacks, even to murders. But they knew that they knew that they knew that they were standing on the truth, and they were willing. And this has been the history of our country, because even if you go back to the Civil War, you know, we had hundreds of thousands of people that sacrificed their lives for the sake of the truth, didn't they?
Well, yes. And let's just be clear. Those were the people fighting on the Union side.
Well, we had people fighting on both sides. I mean, and by that, I don't mean that sounds almost Trumpian. And I don't mean to sound that way.
I could never co-sign to an argument that says that people were fighting on the Confederate side were fighting for the truth, because that truth would have resulted in people like me continuing to be enslaved. So that's not a truth worth fighting for.
Well, but even if you're fighting for the wrong side and you come to the truth, and there were some people on the South that realized, okay, wait a minute, you know, we were fighting for all the wrong reasons. I believe that to be the case.
I'm not going to give those people a cookie.
Oh, well, okay. Well, don't give them a cookie. You don't have to, and it's okay. But what I'm trying to do is offer some grace so that we can be unified. And realize
well,
that.
Well, you know what? I don't believe that we need to offer grace and a soft landing on a feather bed to have unity. I think that people need to embrace the truth and they need to embrace love, and we can move forward in unity from there. But we cannot just forget or give people a soft landing or do anything for the sake of white comfort and to the detriment of comfort for everybody else. Yeah. That's just a no-go.
Well, when you say white comfort, see, that's to me that. You start bringing in a little bit of a thorn, and
because I said white, because I brought up race, like we have to put the language out there so we understand what we're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm not offended by this. I mean, I'm Hispanic,
conversation.
I love this. Boy, I'd love to spend a good day with you. I think we could help each other out there. I love that you're open to talk about this, because there's some people that if you go to talk about this kind of stuff, next thing you know, you're yelling and screaming, and that doesn't advance any cause here. Look, we're talking with Deborah Douglas. We're getting down here. We are getting down, and I appreciate this. And we've got more on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And it's before the top of the hour. We're connected with Deborah Douglas, the award-winning Eugene S. Pulliam Distinguished Visiting Professor of Journalism, author of the new book, U.S. Civil Rights Trail, A Traveler's Guide to the People, Places, and Events That Made the Movement. Deborah, what a great idea. When did this hit you? It was like at 3 o'clock in the morning. You said, hey, we got to do this. I got to write this kind of book. I mean, this is brilliant.
Yeah, no, I should not ascribe any brilliance to myself. It was 12 Southern travel offices that got together and designated an official trail in 2018. Mm-hmm. And so this is this designated trail is a rather new idea. And I took advantage of the fact that we could have a new curated experience in a narrative format. And the trail actually starts as far east as Wilmington, Delaware. That's where the first coup of a government actually happened. And mm-hmm. and as far west is Kansas, and it goes south into Louisiana and to Florida. But I pretty much stayed, you know, in the south, and I focused on high points of the movement to create a narrative arc for the experience that I offer in the book.
Mm-hmm. How many people were on this trail with you?
Me.
Just you?
And I have a Rosa Parks Barbie doll.
Wow. What a neat trip. Gosh, I'd have been happy to go along with you and carry your luggage. I mean, how much fun. I mean, that's just, I love adventures like that where you're able to, you know, go through and be able to, you know, kind of breathe and experience the history at a ground floor level. How much, I got to imagine, you know, in terms of enlightening your own understanding of the civil rights journey, what you thought on day one versus what you appreciated at the end of the journey.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I knew a lot because of the way I grew up. I'm a great migration baby. I was born in Chicago. My father ran a business here. I started school in post-uprising Detroit. So I had, you know, what I call radical teachers, Pan-African teachers. My teacher is really steeped in Jewish history. And then I spent time in the South at my grandmother's home outside of Memphis in a small town with the town square with the requisite Confederate statues sitting at the top. Wow. So, you know, I thought I was deeply read and I knew a lot, but I just learned so much more. And I really learned that we have history walking amongst us. So, for example, in Birmingham, you know, they had the Children's Crusade in the early 60s, Well, there are still living members of the Children's Crusade in Birmingham. Those very children now are grandparents. And I got to sit and talk with them about what that time was like when they were being educated about the purposes of protest and, you know, what it took for them to put their little lives on the line. There are just so many. Oh, I talked to freedom writers. You know, the idea that I could, you know, that it wasn't so far long ago. You know, we think, we see these images and they're in black and white. And we go, oh, that was another time that I can't touch or feel. But you can touch or feel it.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you could even have conversations with people that experienced it firsthand. Wow. I mean, that is just beyond precious to be able to have that kind of opportunity, right?
Yes. I interviewed Reverend Calvin Woods. He has a plaque in Kelly Ingram Park in Birmingham. It is a kitty corner from 16th Street Baptist Church where the four little girls were bombed and the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. And I asked him about what went into the founding of an organization called the Alabama Christian Movement for Human Rights. It sort of replaced the NAACP because Alabama outlawed NAACP in that state. And I was asking him about the meeting before the meeting that's in all the record books where they established it. I'm like, tell me about the meetings before the meeting. Yeah. And so I started asking for names and if any of them were women and, you know, what precipitated them being there. He wouldn't give me any details. And he finally said, cut it out, young lady. He's like, nobody wants you to know who was with whom, when, where, and how. You know, it's because, you know, they were taking a great risk and they made a promise at that time that they would keep it in secret. And then maybe 2021, but he is carrying his secrets to the grave. I could not get it out of him.
Wow. Well, bless your heart, in all sincerity, for asking that question. That again, goes back to critical thinking, right? Critical thinking, critical thoughts, you know, because we want to know the history, and the danger of where we are right now is there's so much left open for narrative. And here we are, as you say, history is amongst us, and we're ignoring it, I believe, to our own peril, if I can be so dramatic.
I think you can be.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, you know, to have these kind of rich conversations, and I think, again, I'm really touched by what you just said in terms of history is amongst us, because I can tell you, you know, my father was a World War II vet. What I was able to get before he passed and some of the narrative or understanding of his history afterwards was he was with General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. And so history was amongst me as a child, and I didn't even know to appreciate it. And it wasn't until after my father's passing that I was able to, you know, find out more and appreciate it and be even that much more grateful and blessed because of the father, because of my father who raised 9 kids. And it really helped me understand a lot more of his perspective and what he taught us all to believe. So, you know, I'm embracing what you're saying. It has really touched me. And I think, well, beyond my father, how many other history, living history monuments are there that we're walking past?
Right. Well, that's one of my key takeaways in my book is I encourage people to go talk to your family members, especially the oldest family members. Get their stories with regard to the Civil Rights Movement. Ask, what was your family's opinion about the Civil Rights Movement? What was your family's role? It may be that your family didn't have a role at all. My mother, you know, my parents, she had 13 brothers and sisters. They were either working or not a part of the movement for safety reasons. My grandmother and grandfather were afraid for them to be a part of a march. But then there are family members who just didn't believe in the Civil Rights Movement. And you know what? That's a real conversation to have because a lot of these things are the same things that we grapple with today. So as you decide where you stand on the issues, it may be helpful to know where your family stood then.
Exactly. And there's always going to be that divide. You know, you get that old Pareto principle of the 20-80 rule where 20% gives you 80% of the yield. So we know that there are people who participate, others that'll be observers. It's just the nature the nature of man. And thank God for the 20%, because that's where the catalyst lies. That's where change can take place. It's not going to take place necessarily in those that observe, but it's those who are on the front line, right?
Yeah, actually, I think it's a little bit of both, because I even think people who lay back in the cut have influence in their own way. Mm-hmm. I learned that, too, that some people that were behind the scenes, but they may have provided shelter, you know, maybe food,
yes,
or maybe funds. There, you know, people show up and participate in liberatory movements is the best way they know how.
Right, exactly. No, good point. So what are some of your favorite highlights? I mean, we touched a little bit on this U.S. civil rights trail that you went on. Let's talk about
okay,
more.
So the thing about it is that this is fun. It may seem like a difficult history, and many times it is, but I curate an entire experience. So, you know, I send you the cultural institutions or spaces and places like, you know, Bryant's Grocery and Meat Market, the ruins of that on Money Road in the Mississippi Delta, but I also, you know, suggest restaurants that you can eat at. So, for example, in Atlanta, I suggest Busy Bee Cafe and Pascal's, where Dr. King and the other leaders ate and strategized. Or Lass's Inn, where you can go get buffalo ribs. That's fish cut like ribs. Buffalo ribs at Lass's Inn, and that's where Daisy Bates and the other integration crisis leaders, Little Rock Central High School integration crisis leaders, would eat and strategize. Of course, I talk about Beale Street in Memphis, and other places where you can enjoy nightlife throughout the book. So it's a full experience because, you know, the story entails a lot of highs and lows, but in terms of, like, your lived experience and how you occupy these spaces and process what happened and what it means to you today, you have many opportunities for highs and lows. I also include shopping options. And last year, this became a thing, but I was on this before a lot of people were. I purposed myself to include as many Black-owned businesses as possible. So in my book, unless otherwise specified, I'm sending you to a Black-owned business. And the reason for that is because Black communities are not necessarily thought of as destinations, you know, especially for cultural travel. If you go get the brochures or look at the maps or whatever, they're not necessarily curated in narratives like that. I think that's the new opportunity that we have. I think that that is the genius of these 12 Southern travel offices that curated and designated this space, is that we're evolving our notions of travel and we're evolving our notions of what where history lives. Mm-hmm. And so they're, you know, with intention, sending people into Black narratives, into Black spaces. And I believe in ethical travel and leaving communities better off than when you left them. And so I feel like, you know, what could it hurt to go buy a chicken wing?
Exactly. I'm with you. Deborah Douglas, like I said, I could be with you all afternoon. I'm not sure you could be with me because I'd be asking you so many questions. He said, oh, my goodness, I've got a grown-up child asking me 152,000 questions.
You're funny.
Really, this is amazing. I just so appreciate what you have done on behalf. I mean, you've really scratched the itch that some of us would have about traveling and appreciating our history, especially as rich as this is. The U.S. Civil Rights Trail, a traveler's guide to people, places, and events that made the movement. It's everything, all-encompassed, history, the good, the bad, and some fun stuff that is right there in her book. Deborah Douglas, thank you so much for being with us. Godspeed.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you so much.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
owner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.